Name a woman.
It in your heart. Just name a woman.
Okay. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking how I could never live without you by my side. And then you kept me one night thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
Ronnie,
and
hit it.
Go back. Ronnie from outer space. Ronnie, I just walked in to see there with that look upon your face. You weren't going to move to L.A., you lying rat.
You never went to L.A., but you made a big stink about it.
And now you're here and you're back. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. Thank you.
Well, we've never done that song before. The show is called Respectful. No, I was thinking of a different song.
Cut
that.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. We have a little treat. Whose voice do we
guess
hear?
Guess who's back?
Look who
the real Slim Shady.
Back. Ronald Reagan. Welcome to the show.
Hey welcome guys. To the show.
What's going on?
And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't even matter.
No.
It doesn't even matter why she's back.
It doesn't.
It's not really anyone's business.
Not only is it not anyone's business, I don't know that there's a clear answer.
Yeah. Right. And that's fine.
I did an intricate blackmail operation. I pulled my funds from the deep state.
I taken style called the people Ronnie was living with in Amsterdam and got her released from Europe.
I did actually, one of my friends...
got kidnapped?
No, yeah. Told me that she was doing spells to bring me back.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Don't worry, not what you think.
I think it's exactly what I think.
Oh, you have a friend who believes she's a witch and you don't think we would believe that?
No, I mean,
She is a witch.
I'm not going to name drop her because then they'll, you know.
Sorry.
They'll burn her.
Sorry. If you're listening
then
to
the church will burn her.
Right. If you're listening to this witch, I believe in you and I respect you.
And I fear you.
I fear you a little bit. Anytime some Bushwick lady tells me she's a witch, I 100% believe it. And I am like, is she listening to my thoughts right now?
Did you ever hear the thing that was like amateur witches caused COVID?
No.
They like cursed the moon.
Oh, yes.
Like a bunch of amateur witches were like peeved. So I'm going to butcher this, but they were like pissed off. So they cursed the moon and then COVID happened and everyone was like, this is what happens when you don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
It wasn't a beef with that idea. It was like that they didn't execute it properly.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like you did the wrong spell. You used the wrong crystal.
COVID was...
You're not supposed to put Ward of Toad in that.
COVID was a hard time. And has Ronnie been having a hard time? We don't know.
I think Ronnie's been having a great time.
I think so, too. So, Ronnie, give us the update. I think we knew, maybe we didn't cover it before, but if we didn't, the plan was go to Amsterdam for a summer. To summer in Europe.
Yeah.
Take a little break from America and then make your moves to L.A.
Yeah.
And you are here with us now. So tell us about Europe. Slay.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it was great. It was amazing. Like it is not to be like this, but I'm like, it is actually such a different
life there.
Like I've visited very briefly before, but
air conditioning, not a thing.
No air conditioning, but they're fine.
But human rights, a thing.
Right.
Sometimes.
Occasionally. Mm. Nobody drinks water ever, which is kind of
weird.
Really?
Do they drink coffee?
So weird.
Oh yeah. But it's like espresso, you know.
Oh, that's so fun.
They don't drink. They seem like they drink water. They're skinny.
No, not all of them are skinny. London.
No, but compared
London's
to us,
fucking
pig
pen.
Yeah, but that's not even Europe.
Yeah. Okay. True. I think London is Europe.
No, London is New Jersey.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Like legally, it's not in the European Union. So
we don't have to acknowledge it as part of like Europe is chic. London is. I mean,
right.
London orthodontist. Get it together.
Yeah, I'm a fucking 11 in London.
Like people with like jacked up teeth in Amsterdam are like cool.
Yeah, they're wearing.
People
like,
with jacked up teeth in London are just like your cousin.
Yeah. Right. And if they're available,
give it a screw.
Yeah,
we'll fuck each other.
All right. So you're in true Europe. Everyone's drinking espresso. You are finding yourself. You're eat, pray, loving.
I was eat, pray, loving.
You
yeah.
took a course.
I did. And that I feel like that was a big, that course was a big influence in me changing my mind was that, I mean, it was awesome. I took a writing course. I haven't been in an academic setting since I dropped out of college.
Yeah, I am jealous of that.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I don't miss college, but I like that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love like a Socratic environment.
Oh. Sorry.
I love a book that's not on a phone.
Oh, my God.
And a journal
and
a group of peers sitting on a lawn discussing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You're
I
sitting
love
by
it.
A canal drinking espresso. Thinking
Literally.
About the meaning of life.
Yeah.
God, that's so nice.
Yeah, I love dedicating a summer to thinking.
Yeah.
You know
truly.
What I mean?
It was really nice, and I think it, because I I mean, I turned 24 this summer, and I went to college at like relatively a normal age that kids go to college, but I was like mentally ill and hated my life. Yeah, so I didn't give a shit about
same
school.
Yeah,
you know, I was just
as you guys know,
I was just talking to someone about this. I think we should all go to college when we're 29.
Yeah,
yes. And I'm saying that at the age of 27, I'm not ready. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I had to go when I was 18. I was not ready. I'm still not ready. But if I went in 2 years, I mean, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We should just make that what the thing is. For 10 years, everybody works in restaurants and coffee shops.
Absolutely.
And then when you turn 29, you go to college and you actually know what you want to major in.
Yeah. And it costs $40.
And it's $40.
Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that was kind of a big revelation, as I was like, fuck, I have spent so much time in universities and like done of a degree. And that feels kind of shitty.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was.
Dude, I dropped out halfway through my junior year of college.
Hilarious.
So
did
I. That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, my God. You bitches.
Fuck? Well, I was addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I was really focusing on stand up, mom. I also realized recently that I like took a leave and just like never followed up.
That's fine. We all went to the same college.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it is hilarious that we all went to the same college and now here we are.
What if we got like an honor? You know how entertainers get like
honorary
degrees?
That is my goal. My goal is to get successful enough that they give me an honorary degree and I can go, no thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I just got an email from the new school asking to nominate people for an honorary degree. So,
well, nominate her.
Buddy.
I graduated.
I got
to. Sorry. With
yeah, you have a regular degree.
With honors.
But can I have one? I want one.
I'll nominate you.
Also, yeah. Actually, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Never mind.
No, I want you to say it.
I can't.
All right. Well, Ronnie called
me. But I want to tell you guys, but I don't want it to be in the thing.
All right. We'll talk about it afterwards. Well, yeah. Ronnie and I had a phone call, and I have never felt more like a mother when I was like, Ronnie, you got to get a degree. I was like, you don't have to do it right now, but it's a receipt.
Yeah, and I was texting Ronnie like, finger bang your way through Europe. Who cares?
This is where we depart in terms of life philosophy.
But I agree with you.
Yeah, it like just a degree helps you. Not that like I believe in the sanctity and that college is not a complete ripoff. In a lot of ways it is, but I'm like, it stops you from having to work in restaurants forever.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, I like being like funny and glib about why I didn't get a degree, but the truth.
God, glib.
I know. I'm really like, I think I'm evolving, by the way.
Too.
My lexicon is expanding and just like a lot, all my synapses are firing. I do think I have a tumor.
Or maybe all the brain damage you did from doing drugs is slowly healing.
No, but this weekend I like couldn't form a sentence to save my life.
Okay. Well,
so it's like,
go.
I'm either, when I'm on, I'm on. And when I'm off, it's like, even my boyfriend was like, what is going on with you? And I was like,
nothing is linear. Okay.
I like couldn't figure it out. But anyway.
So I said, Ronnie, get your degree.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is like, I'm very like casual about the fact that I dropped out of college. But the truth is I was in a BFA program. So the last year of college for me would have been working on my thesis.
Yeah, me too.
And I presented a thesis that was based in comedy, stand-up comedy, and they rejected it.
Yeah.
And so one of my professors was like, yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea for you to drop out. And like, I like to talk about it as if it was like a whim or like whatever. And I was fully in active addiction and that surely has something to do with it. But like in that specific scenario, my college wasn't fulfilling my needs to meet my goals.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't mean that if you are in college, you should be like,
drop out, babe.
It'd be fun. To drop, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I totally agree. I've not gotten jobs because I don't have a degree.
Yeah.
Like, just get especially if you're in a situation where your parents are paying for you to go to college.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just like,
they're not.
Yeah.
Just absolutely do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so yeah, I was going to bring this up was the conversation I had with Andrea. Like, after that, I was kind of like, it really like put a lot in perspective.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, mommy.
I love to mother. It's, I pretend I don't. I love it. You come into my apartment, I'm like, do you want some tea? Like, the flowers are out, the fresh cut flowers are out. I could not be a more fucking Charlie XCX in the street and Martha Stewart's in behind closed doors.
What a stunning dichotomy as
Thank
well.
You so much. But yeah. I do like, I remember when I was young and I was confused as fuck, which is most young. That's so normal. And I used to go to college
when you're 29.
Yeah, right? I know. I still feel confused as fuck. But the only thing that I said, which I stand by, is like, look at people's lives that you like and admire and be like, what did that person do?
Totally.
What's that pathway?
Totally.
And that's not always college, but sometimes it is.
Yeah. And I think I didn't think it was college for a while. But then, especially being in this class, I was like, damn, I want a degree. And also, like, I actually am caring. Like, I was, like, reading the article.
Right.
Yeah. Doing the homework because I was like, oh, this is kind of cool and I'm really learning something. It's a good
sign. Also, so many industries that people want to get into are based on relationships, and you form, like, those, the people in your classes will be those relationships.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. Like, you don't really want that to be true if you want to drop out.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely what it is.
And our relationships are like people who live in vans.
Right.
But yet they become successful too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's So again, really it's like whatever path feels. If it feels right, then usually your instinct is correct.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I guess the long story short of it is like, I was like, okay, I kind of just want to get my degree. And I, when I was exploring options, like the quickest, easiest, cheapest way to do it was just go back to the new school.
Totally.
Because I did the same thing. I took a leave of absence and whatever.
Yeah.
So I can just basically re-enroll.
Theoretically, I could go back.
Right.
Hilarious. You guys go back to college together.
I've thought about it, but
I'd be so jealous.
The thing that is such a sham, if you're going to go to college for a BFA program, be so fucking sure. Because A, it's so much of your time and money, but also a lot of those fucking credits are not going to transfer.
That's the
thing. So like if I went back to college now for something else, I'd have to take like 3 years of college.
Yeah.
To get a degree, because I have like, I have credits in like clown.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, literally I took clown for 3 years.
That's, I mean, like, perfect.
I don't mean as a bit. I mean, I wore a red nose and showed up to class.
Yeah.
And that credit simply does not transfer to a liberal arts school, no matter how liberal and artsy they are.
Right. People are like, white women
you
are
have
goofy.
To take English.
And we're like, no, we're not. And then you're in a fake school wearing a fucking clown nose.
Literally, you have to like look in the mirror and put it on and like become.
Oh my God.
Become the clown.
That.
Yeah. That's the class.
There's also this archetype of person, which is humiliating. A person who fails in their pursuit of their dreams and then does the Hail Mary grad school at like 38 and that is a mistake, I believe, which is not what you're doing, but that's
sometimes it's like chill,
sometimes maybe it's like a course correct, but you know when you meet someone who's just like insufferable and they're like I'm going to grad school for HR and I'm like, why don't you just walk into the fucking ocean? Anyways, that's a specific person.
But I mean, no, you guys are right. And so that's the plan, is kind of like I'm just gonna re-enroll in
good plan
a New York City new school girly.
It's a good plan. I'm jealous.
Tiny
I want to go back to school.
Ronnie. Oh, my God. The amount of fucking they, them pussy you're going to be swimming in. Ronnie.
I know.
Ronnie's going to be breaking hearts.
I mean, it really should be called the new school of sucking, fucking, and learning about communism.
Right.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, the Marxist new school, as they like to call it.
The Marxist new school run by billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think after being like, okay, that feels like a good plan, it like made me think about stuff. And then also the conversation we had where I was just kind of asking Andrea's advice on like how to get into certain industries
and
whatnot. And I was like, okay, everybody I love, everybody I admire, everything I love is in New York City.
Yeah.
Right.
Is in New York City. I'm like, you know, grew up like outside the city, like an hour outside the city. I just, I don't know. This is...
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's
and
like,
I couldn't be happier about it.
I know.
Being honest. Oh, my God.
I know. And I've always been like, someone's going to have to rip this city out of my cold, dead hands. And I stand by that. But it is true. It's like the people there, you know, the people who are, like you said, that I admire. There are people in our industry that live in L.A. that are more like commercially successful.
Sure. Yeah.
But the people that are like my personal heroes.
Yes.
They're here. You know?
Yeah.
So you got to like, you got to lock into that. Find out what that is and lock into it.
Right.
Also, I've noticed through my time with Ronnie that Ronnie is a fucking heartbreaker.
I know.
No.
Yes, you are. Do not deny.
Ronnie is leaving a wake of crying women in her past.
Yes.
That's true.
Tsunami Ronnie. Yes, it is, Ronnie.
But you know what?
And I love it.
And where's my camera? You can fix her.
Yeah.
Don't be discouraged by this. Send a DM.
Take a poetry class with Ronnie and just fall in love. And
Not in a bad way.
No. I mean, I remember I showed you a text message or a Facebook message. Yikes. Aging myself. With some married woman that I finger blasted.
Yeah.
And she was like, come over and hang out. Like, sorry, I fucked you on my floor or whatever. And I just never responded. And I'm like, I was a little Ronnie-coded in my day, so
also,
who am I?
When I meet young women, I'm like, I'd way rather you, and I don't actually think that you're like, whatever.
Yeah, we're joking
around. Like, I'd way rather you be more towards that end of the spectrum than be like crying over someone who doesn't care if you live or not.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
I've been both, though.
I know, and
we
all have.
Yeah.
We all have, but there are so many like There are so many young women that have just been like fed a lie of romance and then are like, especially women who date men, and then are like just fucking some loser for 15 years. And it's like,
yes,
break his heart.
Yeah.
I put in two solid.
I mean, you can't. He doesn't like you, but
he doesn't care for you.
It's so funny when a woman is like, I don't want to hurt him. You can't.
Bitch. Yeah.
Right. You won't.
At the very least, take pussy away from him because he's not been earning it whatsoever. Right. But I bring up Ronnie's fuckboyery because a fuckboyery, because can we talk about your whirlwind romance or will you?
We can talk about it, but like
vague terms
because this person found my podcasting.
And who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Yeah. You know, every time I've ever dated someone, they've been like, I found your podcast. And I'm like, that's what it's there for.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, please don't listen to my podcast. I'm kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, you can tell if I like someone I'm newly dating by whether or not I let them listen to my podcast. Because if I don't like them, I'm like, I'll listen as a listen. Get in there, girl. But if I do like them, I'm like, no.
Right.
No, it's my art.
I want you to get to know me organically.
100%. I don't want you to know how ran through and insane I am yet. All right, so this person found you on the World Wide Web because they love you.
I don't know, but...
So you met a person in Europe.
Let Ronnie do it.
Ronnie, say it. I'm goading...
I'm actually loving this.
I'm
please
goading Ronnie right now. Okay.
But I don't want you to say anything that Ronnie doesn't want to say.
I can edit it out. Ronnie met a woman at school, and Ronnie helped her realize her sexuality.
Yeah. Also, I'm like, woman is a... I mean, yes, this person is a woman, but it's... She's a girl.
Yeah.
She's a girl. Like,
she's a girl. You were girls together.
Yes.
History will say they were good roommates.
Ronnie made a roommate friend. Yeah. Associate.
Ronnie had like a sapphic poetry based relationship.
No, you guys. I have a notebook that I'm like, gotta burn that.
Yeah.
I gotta burn that.
The amount of notebooks that I'm like, if anyone found this, I'd hang myself publicly.
Dude, do you know what? It's not a notebook. There is a video of me. Oh my God. Hate that I was this. Do you guys know that song Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley?
Oh my God. I hate whatever you're about to say.
It's so humiliating. I'm far enough in the future from this person that I could. Oh, and do you remember how MacBooks used to have those videos where you could like have different
photo
filters? Yeah.
So I used to. And it goes like this, the fourth.
No, it's
the
a different.
The minor fall and the major.
No,
it's
that song, right?
Yeah, Hallelujah. Yeah.
I thought his version was a little different, though. Is it not?
I mean, maybe melodically, but it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
All right.
Baffled king composed. Yeah. So I used to come home.
Isn't that talking about coming, by the way?
No, it's about like a relationship that ruins your life, which is I
saw like one TikTok where a woman is like, why are kids singing this in choir? It's about coming. And I was like, is it?
Oh, you're God.
Like, I believe it. I used to come home. I had bangs at this time. There's a short period where I had bangs and an angled bob. Come home, right?
One day I'll outgrow them.
No, you won't.
I won't. I'm locked in.
I used to open up the MacBook Pro computer, put on Hallelujah, and take videos of me crying.
I was joking.
Yeah. And I had a little pipe I used to smoke weed in. It was like one that looked like a little
like a one hitter
pipe. Yes. Yeah. And I used to just cry and like just stare off into the abyss. And there's
footage
over a man of this. Over a man who was a situationship.
The indulgence of filming yourself while crying so cannot crazy. Be avoided in your early
20s. I know.
There's just something where you're like, especially if you're like weird and artsy.
Yes.
There's something where you're like, this must be captured.
You're like, this is actually gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't have an album on my phone. So
really?
Don't even ask.
Who would?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
No. I think I've always... I can't guarantee this, but I think I've always stopped just short.
Yeah.
I think I've always been like, the world needs to see this, and then been like, what are we talking about?
And you do that for me.
And then I just cut my hair.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, the world will know, but on my terms.
Right.
And I'm like, this has to be put on wax.
Yeah.
I'm the saddest woman you've ever seen in your life. So yeah, I get it, is what I'm saying. I understand the deepness of these feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this girl was in a relationship, though, or what was the deal?
You know, it's still kind of unclear to me exactly what this was defined as.
Okay.
You know, because to my initial understanding, it was more or less an early stages situationship, figuring it out. And then I learned a little later that it was like had been a few months, which I'm like, okay, you know, it could still be a few months and like you can be early, but I'm also like, I don't know, a few months is a few months.
Yeah.
A few months is a few months.
3 months is a
the 3 month rule.
Hey,
even.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. And this, and it was a relationship, whatever, with a man.
Classic.
You know, which, you know, seems to be my type.
Jinkies.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And yeah, more or less it was just, and I'll preface it by saying like, when I knew that, I was like, okay, it's against my religion to like,
I'm like, Shark Tank style out.
Right. To actually, you know, pursue this person.
Be a homewrecker.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be a homewrecker. I wasn't going to make the situation more confusing or hard. So I was just kind of like sitting back and yes, sharing my feelings and sharing my poetry once or twice. Mm-hmm. But
hallelujah.
I feel like sharing your poetry is the lesbian version of coming inside someone.
Yes, dude.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you're dropping loads in a big way. Emotional loads.
Yeah.
Oxytocin, etc.
Yes. Right. You also feel like, and you've mentioned this before, are you like a starter lesbian for a lot of queer women? Like you are the first relationship that they are in?
No, that hasn't happened to me until this summer. Okay. However, quite literally, any girl that I've ever like dated, even casually, has like, I've never dated like 100% lesbian. Like it's always someone who like
is bi or something.
Has an interest in men as well.
Ronnie, I just want like a pure lesbian fall. I want a New York City lesbian fall. No, you're in school.
I know that like the term gold star is theoretically problematic, but like
who cares?
What we're looking at.
I'm looking for
like a gold star,
like a
fall.
Lesbian.
Yeah, I want that for you.
Thanks, guys. I want that too. So that's the pattern that I fall into. Although I'm like, I don't even fall into it. I'm like, they come for me.
Right.
But
well, I think there's also just like more. You know, like I think there's like more queer people than there are straight up gay people or lesbians.
Yeah,
totally.
For sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, more or less, it was like a short few week kind of just like very intense.
Hyper intense.
A tryst.
Like,
a European tryst.
Yeah.
What is a tryst?
Like you know, like a little romance. Like a romp.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Love that. A little tryst. Yeah. And then I sort of came to and met Lucidity and went, okay, this isn't.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Great.
I would have stayed in and listened to Hallelujah for at least a year and a half.
Yeah.
So God bless, Ronnie.
I was also just kind of like, you know, I was deciding like what to do with my life. And I was like, I actually cannot even be bothered with
this. Yeah.
How old are you again? You already said this.
24.
Yeah,
24.
I just turned 24.
And I know this sounds condescending, but I'm going to say this. And I don't mean it that way. I swear to God, on my 25th birthday, I felt my brain finish developing.
Yeah.
I literally got sober that day. Like, I felt something
fused.
Yeah,
I got sober when I was
25,
too.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, the first months before that happened, I was starting to be like, maybe I should get sober. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing everything. Maybe I should stop talking to this guy. Maybe I should blah, blah, blah. And like, the day, literally the last day I drank was my 25th birthday.
I remember.
And the next morning I was like, I can't go on like this.
This is a
and it was
fool's
like
errand.
It was like the lights turned on.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, it really is a huge moment.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And like I like became less mentally ill.
Yes.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I just have kind of like
happened. Nerves are fusing together.
It's so weird how you can like feel it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember this is like corny old rocker stuff, but I am the corniest one in the room for sure by like a long shot. I was like walking through Williamsburg because I was an indie sleaze moron and I was turning 25 and the song, do you guys know the song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones?
Come on.
Yeah. All right.
Have you guys heard of the Beatles? Am I old or have you guys heard of the Beatles?
What about Hey Jude? Anybody? That song is so like society's all fucked up and everything's a lie.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I just remember being like, this song is like, boop, boop, like, ooh, catchy sound.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah. And then it like my brain downloaded the entire contents of it. And I was like, it's all a sham. And like
moving forward, the cynic and then like the person who was more in touch with reality was, and I say that, you know, with a grain of salt.
But, yeah, well, you know, more is relative.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
exactly.
never said fully.
Yeah, no.
And that's fine.
And who cares about full reality? Who wants no, to
No, I mean,
live
what a nightmare. Those people are so sad.
Oh, I know.
There's... I mean, my heart breaks
they know
for
every...
people who can't escape full reality. They are just plugged in and sad. I mean, there's not enough fucking Pfizer in the world.
No.
For people who are fully online. Yeah. God bless you. I don't know. And I mean online as in locked in.
Yeah.
I'm fully online.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
That I mean ignoring.
Yeah.
Just ignoring what's going on.
You're
around
on TikTok
me.
Watching like a bird singing.
I'm on TikTok watching a Mormon guy sing Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so much better.
Brilliant. And then he goes, and then in the I'm watching his live because I'm like sick. And in the live, people keep being like, what about gay people? And he goes, I love gay people. And I'm like, you're gay people.
My lives like amputees.
I get those too, but God.
I fucking raise
I get those
money
too, but then I block.
Legs.
I block them. Sorry,
I know,
sorry.
I
block
know,
them.
I know.
I just can't. Like you're like coming on my phone. So, okay, we might have to edit this.
Let's, yeah.
But you're like, no. I'm gonna say this.
Say it respectfully.
I'm not a bad person when I'm trying to have my little on my phone time, which is the only time I have. Fully to myself.
And okay,
everything
it's
else
7 hours.
I do in my life is
okay,
a performance.
It's 7 hours, fine.
But do you know what I mean? Like, every book I've ever read is a performance.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for you.
Yep.
Every song I listen, every time I get out of my house, everything I do is like, to be a woman is to perform.
Yes.
That's what I'm
absolutely.
Doing.
Yes.
The only time that is mine is when I'm in my bed, lights off, phone on.
Brain dead.
Just rotting my stupid fucking brain from the inside out. And if I have to scroll on your live and you like, and it's just like somebody with the worst life I've ever seen, like objectively just like horribly sick and injured and like what, and they're like asking for money. It's like, I actually do reserve the right to block you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
is that so fucked up to say?
No,
like,
it's not.
I
it's
didn't
not.
Consent to this interaction right now.
Yeah.
If I wanted this, I'd Google, how can I help?
That I mean, that's mature of you because I feel guilt. Lizzie's the worst person. I'm the corniest person, and you're the worst person.
I do nice things.
I know,
for people.
I know,
I
know.
Give.
You do. I know.
I give the little bit of money I have. I give. You
I
know,
know
what I mean? I boycott and I give, and I can't.
Know, I know.
All the time with these people that show up and like their whole face is one tooth.
Yeah.
And I have to like live in the reality that guy exists and has a beautiful singing voice.
I know.
That's crazy.
And I'm still racked with guilt. So I like.
No, I am too. That's why I block them.
I go on their live and I give them roses.
I can't.
I'm just like buying roses on TikTok and being like, I'm sorry that you have cerebral palsy and you live in the third world and people are hacking your limbs off. It's so much.
It's just like every day I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I take a different route and I'm like, I just delete TikTok. And then I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Throw
the whole thing away.
Throw the whole thing away. Because I'm like, it feels, you know, it feels,
yeah.
It is sad and it feels unavoidable. So I'm like, I just actually am not engaged.
Okay. And people who are fully online, people who are truly in touch with reality,
yes,
they feel the weight of like how sad it really
and
is.
And I do, and that's why
me
I
too.
Must block
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't leave, they don't get out.
Right.
They learn about politics. They like really know what's going on. And then they're like 50 and their life is in shambles because they've like taken the time to learn the truth. Yeah. And the truth doesn't even matter.
And there's nothing you can do. You're just at the bottom of a well screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can hear you.
We have a lot of friends who are like this.
I know.
And it's like, brother.
And it's like, I'm with you. You know, like, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right and the world is wrong. And I get that. But also, you must shower.
Yeah, you must try to get a regular job and do a little
do
yoga.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, I know. I said to a friend who gets in these wells, I say, when he tries to tell me shit, I just say, I don't care to know.
Yeah.
It's a great answer.
Yeah. And it's
great
like,
answer.
I feel like a monster for saying that, but
I love using the words bandwidth and capacity.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I simply don't have it.
But on the flip side,
remember when I told someone I didn't have the bandwidth to break up with them?
And we're like, men are so manipulative.
Well,
and
he was.
Yeah, I know.
He was literally abusive.
He was a monster.
But I also was like,
Lizzie was like, wait, I didn't break up with you? Oh my
God. And by the way, I did twice.
Yeah, no, it was signed, sealed, and delivered. But speaking of, there's a Respectfully segment that you brought to me that I love that's very related to this. And I think, Ronnie, you'll enjoy this as well. Lizzie,
yes,
cue it up.
Let's piggyback. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Respectfully, the people who are like, oh my God, I just need to go to a lake and not look at my phone. I need you to stop acting like you hate the phone.
Yes.
First of all, I only know about this because you posted an Instagram story where you said that.
Right. Yeah.
That was on the phone. Mm-hmm. And also, you love the phone. We all love the phone.
We love phone.
Stop. Let's lose the narrative that we hate the phone. I get it. It's ruining our lives. It's making us mentally ill. It probably gives us cancer. Blah, blah, blah. It's like the greatest tool of connection that's ever existed. It's the reason that we know about what's going on in the world to the extent that we do. It's like where art and culture exist.
Yes.
And also, it's where you go to rot your brain from the inside out, and sometimes you need that.
It's a little tree. Fuck you for being better than me on this I need the phone.
But my point is, it's fake. People who actually hate the phone
don't have it.
We don't know about them.
Yeah.
They're in the woods.
Yes.
They're absolutely in the woods. They have one flip phone that only has their mom's number on it so that they can tell her they're alive every 6 months, and that's it.
And also there's this thing where it's like, I hate the phone, and also like, I hate participating in social media, and I'm actually above it, and that's why I'm not successful. You're lazy.
Yeah.
Just say you don't want to do it.
And you like don't get it.
Right. Right. You know you would bomb on there. So you're like, I'm actually too eloquent and well-read to make a front-facing video. Okay, then get out of my face, because I'm doing it and it's working. So sorry. Whatever.
I'm talking about people who don't even create things on the internet. I'm like for some people, the phone is their job. They're allowed to resent the phone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If the phone is your boss, you can resent the phone. But if the phone is just where you like watch Nara Smith make bread.
Yes.
What are you so fucking mad about?
Yeah. We get to see the hottest people alive.
Yes.
Constantly.
And people who are like, I just hate that everyone has access to me all the time. Who?
Yeah, right. Who cares?
Your friends who you love?
Right.
What do you mean?
And also, the phone, the interwebs, it's a critical part.
What are you, the queen?
Yes.
Like, it's crazy.
The paparazzi. Fuck off.
You literally live in fucking Columbus, Ohio.
No one cares.
And no four people. Sorry they text you every day.
Also, for
they love
like
you.
Marginalized people of all types, the especially TikTok particularly, has allowed like communities to come together in a way that never has happened before, and exchange information and be honest about like what's happening, protect each other from like fucked up people.
Yeah, people are organizing.
Yes, and you're like, I hate being entertained like a king all the time.
I know.
Shut the fuck up. You love it.
Oh, your gesture's not cutting it?
Yeah. Fucking
like,
loser.
Like, what are you talking about? Oh, I'm going to go to a lake. Okay.
Then do it.
Then go to a lake. You don't need to tell everyone. You don't need to. Also, I love when someone with 200 Instagram followers is like, you might not hear from me for a couple days.
I love it.
I love an announcement. Somebody who's just like a regular fucking person making an announcement that they're going offline. It's like, well, whatever will we do?
What will
we do without you?
People who say they hate the phone also are people who like, when they're vegetarian, you fucking hear about it.
Yes.
It's better than you core.
Yeah, it's very pretentious.
Yes.
It's very like, I'm above, I exist above this.
The phone is saying you don't like
it's very
reality
I voted
TV.
Sticker.
Yeah. It's very I posted a black square in June of 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very like Demlib who's so close to the point, but also like 100 yards off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like you're just not quite getting it.
It's fucking up the kids. I don't know. Who cares?
Also, have there not always been things that fucked up? I mean, kids used to eat lead paint chips.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And now we have the phone and we'll figure that out.
I feel like Gen Z people are more, I hate the, no, it's across the board, but.
I think it's millennials.
Yeah.
Millennials are like, I yearned for a time where there was not, shut up. No, you don't. First of all, you were 8.
Yes.
We all yearn to be 8.
Oh my God. When I got the pink razor, are you kidding me? It was the best day of my fucking life.
I know.
And I was also shooting fucking sex videos on that little orange flip phone.
Okay.
There's a video of me having a threesome with a Navy SEAL and some ugly girl on a phone somewhere. And I'm so glad that happened. Okay.
On a sidekick.
Yes. Totally. And when it was time to go down on her, did I go, ugh, and do it anyways? Yes. Okay.
Brilliant stuff.
But in the bad way. I love the phone. The phone also lets us like watch history happen. Don't you think that's fucking interesting?
Of course. But also, I'm not even going to pretend. Like, I agree with you, but I'm like, all of that aside,
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you don't hate it.
Yes.
That's all I'm getting at. You're fucking lying about hating it. Like, you're absolutely right. The phone is like a fucking Swiss Army knife of culture. Yes. It does everything.
Yes.
But also, you like texting.
Right.
And you can't be all, oh, I hate the phone, and then, oh, you took 700 photos on your little vacation where you were putting the phone away. Right. I mean, it's your wallet, your camera, and all your friends in one place.
Yeah. And you can't photo dump if you say you hate the phone.
You mustn't photo dump if you hate the phone. You're banned
from photo dumping if you fucking claim. It's just the new talking point.
Yes.
Like every opinion.
And also, it's not counterculture.
Yeah.
They're saying it because they think it's counterculture because everyone has a phone. Bitch, everyone's saying it. You know what's counterculture?
Me being I love the phone.
I love the second that this entered my life, it has not left my stupid little hands. Oh,
I love
it.
I have carpal tunnel because I touch and love the phone so much.
I love the phone.
I want to become a phone. What if we get there?
I want to glue something to my head that holds this in front of my face at all times.
Oh
my
God. Let's get a chip in our eyes.
Yes.
So that we can just be watching. When someone's boring, you can just turn on TikTok. Great. And they're like,
only I can hear it. You know, like that technology that uses your ear bones to make you hear things.
They're like, I really needed some closure. I'm thinking of going to grad school. And in your head, it's just like a dancing pig.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Also, that would be great.
There is not a moment of my life where I'm not consuming media.
Yes.
I cannot deal with silence. No. Literally, I was on the phone with my boyfriend last night and he was like going to bed. So he was like doing stuff. So he wasn't talking. He was just on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. And I literally went, all right, this has been silent for too long. I need to go put on a podcast. And I hung up. I was like, What are you're going to let me be in my house with nothing, no stimulation, nothing? Yeah,
no.
And I know a lot of you bitches will say I'm mentally ill for that. And I would say I'm mentally well because of that.
Yeah, okay? This world is horrible.
The more I sit with this thing, the worse it gets.
Yes.
This thing is full of bad ideas.
That's why I listen to podcasts to fall asleep. Because I'm like, I simply don't need one second where I can plug into reality.
Yeah, and I've graduated to rain on leaves noises. So who's to say?
Wow. Look at you.
I know. It's huge. Sometimes there's like a bird.
Wow. You mean God?
Sometimes you're like, that's a bird.
Ronald, are you a phone guy? Yeah, you're deeply online. But also you're a poet, so maybe you're one of these pretentious
assholes.
Yeah,
you're kind of a hippie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling me a poet.
You are.
You know, I have a weird relationship with the phone. I love the phone. Of mm-hmm. course, it's a tool. I'm like, you know,
we
I'm anywhere.
Phone.
I'm anywhere and I can write, I can take a picture, I can take a video. Like I can do the things I love to do on this phone. But I think that I have an inverse experience where I think that like social media actually does make me more mentally ill and like sitting with my thoughts. I prefer to just like sit with what's up here than like scroll on TikTok because that
and God
is,
bless.
Yes. That's where it gets dark is like I'm scrolling on TikTok and then it's making my brain sort mm-hmm. of like
have
darker thoughts than it normally would. So.
Yeah. Well, also I think like an important distinction is like you cannot let me spend too much time specifically on Instagram.
No.
Oh, Instagram is the one that does it for you?
Well, because Instagram is all like your peers.
People who are succeeding in a way that makes you feel bad.
Or like, or just posting something that's like annoying or like whatever. You know, Instagram is very like, it feels very fast paced and competitive.
And high schoolish.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, look, all your friends got booked on a show together and you weren't. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, would it be weird if I went?
Do you guys have a person?
But TikTok is like a stranger.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's like drugs.
You get to look into a stranger's apartment and be like, "Bitch, you live like this?"
Yeah, you're like,
"That's awesome."
That candle is.
Yeah. Ugh.
Do you guys have a person that you look at on social media to make yourself feel better about the state of your life,
brother? You know who mine is. Well, mine isn't really someone I look at to make myself feel better. It's someone I look at specifically to screenshot everything they post and send to a myriad of my friends.
Yes. Yes.
I have like four different group chats. And if you look at my phone, it's all attachment one image, attachment one. And it's just this person's post.
Yeah.
And you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about.
Ronnie, do you have one?
You know, I don't think
Ronnie's so above us.
I know.
Well, okay,
Ronnie's evolved.
I know we get it. You went to Europe.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, you went to Europe and you don't like the phone and you're going back to college. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Some of us actually dropped out.
I think here's what it is. Years ago, manically, like unfollowed everybody I grew up with except for like a few people.
Right.
And if those, I think those would, that would be someone that I would do that with.
Yeah,
but I don't follow any of them and I don't, now I'm like, I don't care to, but. So now it's just like, you know, my fucking stupid Brooklyn friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, Zoe Kravitz or whatever.
Sure. I think that's why Instagram is the one for me. That's because it's like, because of our industry,
mm-hmm. right?
You like have to follow people that you don't like.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Also, I love when someone from high school follows me now. And I don't follow them back. And I'm like, that's a fan.
Yes.
You're obsessed with
I'm
me.
Like, so you're a fan.
You know what's actually.
And don't clip that.
I'm kind of. Yeah.
Don't
that's,
clip that. Don't let them see that. And if you listen to this, I'm not talking about you.
Totally.
You know who I'm talking
totally.
About.
Totally.
You know who you are.
You know those, who I'm talking about.
Those morons who listen to Call Her Daddy. Okay. Nice. Good for you. That's
or not. Or cool people who are friends who listen to
right, 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 totally, right, totally. Yeah. And yeah, please yeah, have yeah. us on your pod, whatever your name is. But there's the social media that actually, and J.P. McDade, I'm kind of lifting this premise from J.P. McDade, fantastic comedian. The best social media in a lot of ways is Facebook because... Yeah. People have been falling apart on Facebook for years. And if you go there, it's just like a garbage dump of like illiterate yes. people
yes.
who are like, I need money for my foot surgery.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh my God.
They're like, I unfortunately forgot to remove my sock for 18 years.
Yeah.
And now the foot must be surgically mended.
Facebook is a dumping ground for the discarded people of the world.
Oh my God.
It makes the tragedy of the TikTok lives look dude, like fucking...
Another account posted my joke about going on a date with a guy with no teeth on Facebook.
Yeah.
And literally every comment was like, I have no teeth.
Stop. I haven't been on Facebook in like probably close to 10 years.
I don't even I think don't I'd be able happening. To navigate the website.
Yeah. The only reason I'm ever on Facebook is because my fiance daddy consumes media on Facebook because he's 46 years old. And so he sends me Facebook reels and then I get into like what everyone's up
can't
to.
I believe that
there.
Doesn't give you the egg.
That's so crazy. I love
that. My boyfriend goes on Facebook sometimes and I'm like, what are you doing?
Right. Well, because it's bitches.
I'm like, what is this, porn?
Well, Facebook is where bitches he used to fuck are at. My boyfriend daddy, all the yeah. hoes that he used to date, a lot of them are on Facebook because they're in his age range. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, mine's are on Instagram, but there's like people he went to high school. He also loves the phone for all the wrong reasons. So sure. he'll go and be like, this fucking loser I went to high school with. And then he'll like change his like cover photo to like an anime something so that people think he's like on their side.
Oh my God.
I love when people on Facebook also start like small businesses. They're like, I'm selling.
There's nothing I love more than the Hail Mary of a small business.
I know.
What do you mean you're making candles in your garage? Tell me everything.
Tell me about your Etsy shop.
Like,
I know you're going
I'm like, you're an artist and an entrepreneur. Yeah. I'm obsessed with you. Oh, it's going to melt in the mail? I bet. It's so fucking funny. It's so and when like somebody's just obviously tits deep in a multi-level marketing scheme.
Yes.
Right? Oh my God.
Facebook's a fail.
I'll buy the mascara.
A failure graveyard. And it's adults having a true crisis. I also parasocially. My fiance is from Cleveland, so he has like friends and family that are very active on there. And there's like one of his. Who made a bunch of money on crypto. So he's like accidentally a millionaire, but like a fucking idiot.
I love a jet ski millionaire.
Oh my God.
And do you know what I mean by that?
Watching 100% this guy's a jet ski millionaire.
There's nothing I love more. By the way, I just don't have the money. Jet ski millionaire.
I know.
If given the opportunity, I am an absolute jet ski millionaire.
I'm going to have to hire a financial advisor to tie your money up where you can't get it.
Brother, what do you think my mom does?
Yeah, 100%.
My mom has access to all of my bank accounts because she's like, you simply can't handle this.
Yeah, the guy that we
I'll
follow.
I'll buy cocaine in a plane. I don't care. I'm like, this is mine and I can do what I want with it. And also, what am I going to buy a house?
Probably.
I'm not. Look at the way things have gone.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never going to buy a house. Let me have like a weird dog and a statue. I have a $300 dog. Statue.
I know you do. I know you do. And this is where I'm mother.
I got one paycheck and I was like, what if we bought a $300 wooden dog statue?
And you know what? You sent that to me and I went, yeah.
Worth it.
So did I. I'm pretending I'm
literally everybody in my life was like, yeah.
Yeah. There was no one who'd stop that, not even for a second. I also knew you're going to get it no matter
what.
Did
I spend $200 on a taxidermied crocodile that turned out to be this big?
Yeah. Whoa, it's that big.
It's this big.
Hilarious.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be like this, but it's that big.
The guy.
But then I got it and I was like, taxidermy's an art and we should pay artists for their time.
100%. And that's a small business and you're stimulating the economy.
Thank you.
The guy that we used to follow his journey on Facebook, his name was Oops. and would get in and out of. So he made money on crypto, bought a huge house.
Also, no reason to tell us his name.
No, I love it. I just love it. Got like an audacious Lamborghini, and then he got in shape a little bit.
I love this. And I love a McMansion.
He was attracting hotter and hotter bitches because he had money.
Yeah.
So like, I was just fucking tapped into life, yeah. And like, how many hoes were there?
Yeah.
And then the breakups with the hoes. Fucking.
You know what I love aesthetically?
Yeah.
I love somebody who's a little bit wealthy in a B or C city.
Yeah.
And is walking around like they're king of the world.
That's
Boston last weekend. Sorry for calling it a B city. I live in New York. Mm-hmm. Get over it.
No, that's
absolutely accurate. Do not come for me. I'm right about that.
Yeah.
But it's great totally. Time.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Thanks for having me.
And maybe cut that because I am going to go there and come on out.
Yeah.
But. I would see all these couples that were wearing like coordinated outfits.
Yes.
And expensive the baby, they have the baby that is also wearing beige.
Yeah.
And like she has the Utah curls.
Yeah.
She like figured out a heatless curl routine. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And handbag. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And God bless. They're like happy. I get it. But I'm like, you have no idea.
How fucking trashy you are.
You have no idea who you are.
Yes, yes. I think if I...
Oh, you got a balayage?
I think
how original.
I think if I...
Put on a big scarf and get over yourself.
I think if I was... There's a universe where I would have become a version of this.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course.
If I like didn't get sober and continued working in fashion, yeah,
yeah.
I would have been a Vancouver. Vancouver bitches are all like athleisure hoes.
Yes.
With a fucking so much Botox.
Yes.
Living in Yale Town, shout out to my Vancouver hoes.
And it's like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, you're wearing a wedge.
Ronnie, do you know Yale Town?
No, but just the shout out to my Vancouver hoes is brilliant.
I mean, we love them.
At the end of the day, you're wearing a wedge heel and pushing a stroller and you're acting like you're better than everybody. And oof. It's just like you're simply not.
Yeah.
We got it. The wedge heels have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like it's over. The wedge heel, I get... If you tell me one more time that it's comfortable, I'll kill you where you stand.
I know.
It's not that comfortable.
It's not.
You know, like, I get it. It's hard to walk in heels. Learn.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
It's your time to learn.
Or, like, wear a fun sneaker.
Yes. Right.
Or, don't wear heels.
That, like, nobody's making you.
Yeah. Yeah. We are such wedges, judgy bitches.
Wedges to your wedding? I mean.
I know.
I mean. Wow.
You wedge wedding.
Wow.
It's a nice day for a wedge wedding. All right, let's take a little break, skis, and come back. All right, we'll be back. And we're back.
Hey.
Just kidding.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Sorry if you're a wedge girly, yeah. But we are we are helping.
Yes,
you.
We're on your side.
Well,
we kind of.
We want to be.
Yeah.
Let us be.
Yeah. Why don't you do better?
Listen to us.
Kitten heels are back in. Embrace that.
I hate that.
No, but the cool ones, the cool ones that are like little stilettos with the point.
I refuse.
With jeans?
I'm not loving the kitten heels.
That's funny because when I asked you if I should buy them, you said yes.
Well, because it works for you, but I see and okay, I was caught in a lie. I the ones that you sent me I thought were cool, but I keep seeing
that's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, I keep seeing
I'm talking about the Carrie Bradshaw heels with jeans.
Yes.
And a fun top.
Okay, yes. That but I'm seeing like tights.
No.
And that's I'm like ugh.
No. Yeah. I'm not talking about a pencil skirt.
Yes, and that's what I'm seeing.
I'm not talking about like a business bitch.
Yeah, you're not Blair Waldorf.
I'm talking about like cool ripped jeans and a little pointy heel.
That is fine.
And if you're gonna tell me to my face that that's harder to walk in than a wedge, you need to see a foot doctor.
Are you talking? And I really hope you know what I mean by this. Are you talking about the kitten heels that I'm like in a way resemble a g-string?
Yes.
All right. Thank God.
Thank you.
Yes.
Those I can get down with.
Not the ones. Not your mother's kitten heel.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The ones that are like cool and, you know.
It's also all about styling. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Totally.
Okay. But so sorry for everything we said, but also not sorry. And you know who you are. But
also,
we're going to
throw out the block heel.
Oh my God. Keep going. I know. Ronald went to see Lizzie's show last night. Was it last
Ronald
night?
Came to see me do stand up comedy.
Uh huh. And yeah. And she has notes. We love
standing up comedy.
Thoughts.
Did it.
Standing up comedy.
Performed it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so first of all, incredible stuff, Lizzie.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And I've heard you do that set live.
Okay.
Before.
Don't air my business like that.
Yeah.
It was all new.
It was sorry.
I'm just kidding.
It was a fresh new set, and it made me laugh.
Brand new. Just wrote it yesterday.
Yeah. No, uh-huh. Loved it. So like. brilliant stuff. It was so, I feel like I saw a side of you that I haven't seen, which is that I was talking to you after the show and so many people were coming up to you.
Oh my God, celebrity Lizzie.
People were coming up to people, Lizzie.
People like paying
and being,
their respects, yes. Like Lizzie's a don.
And she was like so bashful and like, oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you watched
like,
me do my line.
Yeah.
I watched
every person who walks by, I say the same thing.
Everyone says the same. And you were so sweet and like giving.
Yeah, thank
and
you. I, thank
like,
you.
Of course, I know that you are such a nice person, but I was just like, LOL.
You were like, this fake bitch, I love it.
Me, like, the octave of my voice going up.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Which is the right.
And it's like, I do mean that, but also, right. There is, I mean, we've talked about this on the show before, but there's this thing that happens where, like, after a show like that, that person now knows so much about
right.
me,
yeah.
and they are a complete stranger to me. So all I can say is thank you for coming.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy that you enjoyed it, and all of that is true, but it's like, I can't be like, are you also sad? You know,
right,
like,
yeah,
it just
right.
isn't, like, it's not going to
It's
happen.
The only appropriate and
yeah.
professional response.
Yeah.
But, I was joking with Ronnie. I was like, what if I screenshotted Chapel Roan's post about boundaries and posted it?
Yeah.
Because eight people came up to me after a basement comedy
and
show.
I actually don't owe you anything.
Yeah, actually, this is invasive.
Well, I have to say, also, I'm like, A, they were all women, like, quite
sure,
literally.
Yeah.
And they were doing, like, which I was, like, I was getting kind of, like, protective because they were doing the shoulder, they were, like, touching you on the shoulder. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, women get hands off of her. Dude.
Like, well, so do men, by the way. Like, this was, like, cool right. Brooklyn room, so the men there know, like, they know their place. They're all, like, their girlfriends have them on leashes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I love that about
but,
Brooklyn shows.
In other cities, men will absolutely, like, put their hand around my waist.
Men have picked me up before.
Yeah. Like, They immediately touch you. I had like, I've had people, I have a joke where I mention having big boobs. I actually have a couple of jokes where I mention having big boobs. And I've had like men come up to me and be like, let's see them.
Wild.
And it's
wild.
Like, well, you can.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've never hid them a day in my life.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
And you're welcome for the privilege of me talking about them. You pig.
Yeah.
Keep it in your pants. What are you 10?
Or they're like, I didn't even notice until you said something. And it's like, oh, well, you think I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Right. What a fresh take.
All but right. thanks, Ron.
So yeah. Lizzie was kissing babies, and you saw professional Lizzie.
I was running for mayor of Gowanus.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Also, LOL at someone calling that Gowanus. I was like, we are in quite literally the nicest part of Park City.
100%.
Hilarious. Nothing
but,
smells like shit around here.
No.
Yeah.
But no, it was so sweet to see you like that. I was like, oh.
Thanks, buddy.
She's famous.
That was a great show.
She's got fans. It was a really, really, it was like one of my favorite comedy shows that I've been to in New York. Granted, most of the shows I've been to were open mics with my friend who tried stand up for 6 months.
And that's
so
good.
Yeah, that's tough. You're a great friend.
Yeah, this was like a professional comedy
show.
With
like
real
people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Go to Frankenstein's Baby at Union Hall. I think it's the first Monday of every month.
Yeah,
it's a brand new show, but it's
turns
really
out comedy
good.
Can be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
One time at my show that I run, we try to book diversely, not even for like brownie points, but just because that makes the show good.
Yeah,
and we have a
yeah.
diverse audience and we want everybody to like it. And we had a gay guy booked on the show who had to drop last minute. And so my friend who I run it with was like, are there any gay comedians hanging out that we can throw up? And I was like, well, that guy's nice.
Right.
And I was like, and that's something. That's not nothing.
He's culturally gay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, he is in many ways a girl's girl.
Yes. If you're not dating someone that's at least culturally gay, dating a man, then
if your boyfriend's going to get mad at you calling him your little gay boyfriend for carrying a tote bag, dump him.
Then what are you doing?
I'm always sending my boyfriend TikToks where I'm like, you're my little gay boyfriend. And he's like, okay.
You know what I make my fiance call me? His big titty princess.
That's
I
nice.
Got fake. Beautiful. Every morning I wake up with a text going, good morning, my big titty princess.
Wait, also, I need to tell you this as a friend because I love you.
Yeah.
I know that you don't say fiance because it sounds pretentious.
Yeah.
The other one I think sounds more, I think fiance sounds more like.
Oh, like basic bitch.
Because I know you, so I know that you're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just heard it for the first time as if I didn't. And I was, if this was my first introduction to you, I'd be like,
ew. Oh, okay, good.
I'd be like, what are you, from Europe?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm trying to
avoid.
And
I know. I know exactly what you're doing, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just saying fiance is like, it sucks, but we must.
I know. I don't want to be like my boyfriend.
I know.
Yeah.
I hate saying my, there's nothing I hate more than being a girl telling a story where that starts with my boyfriend.
Oh my God, my boyfriend. One time with my boyfriend.
We need a new word.
Yeah.
We need and not partner, because I don't want to be one of those bitches.
I know.
But we need a word that's like, that implies sorry about this.
Yeah. I have to identify this person in some way.
Like the stinky little man I live with.
my lover.
Ew. We know people who do that.
I know. Any self-respecting person would never.
What is my dog?
My bitch.
Yeah.
My wedding bitch.
It sucks that you guys can't be like my girlfriend, you know?
Because I know. I know.
It's so powerful.
It's so chic.
I call him by female pronouns all the time, especially if he's being bitchy. I'm like, oh, she's in a bad mood.
Me too. I also will refer to him as my wife.
That's fine. Yeah. I should start doing that.
Yeah.
I definitely have husband energy for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I have like a group of friends that are all boys. Sorry, they're nice. Mm-hmm. They're like, and I'm not saying boys are nice. These ones are, I think.
Yeah.
I'll never vouch for a man, but I'm pretty sure they're nice.
Not even my own relatives.
But I hate saying to them like, oh, I can't come because I have to hang out with my boyfriend because I don't want them to like clown me for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, the wife's making me dinner. And they like respect that.
Yeah, Do you know what I mean? That's great. That's great. I mean, we haven't talked about this very much, but we can end this off. I'm getting married in 3 weeks.
That's so weird.
That's so fucking weird.
That's so weird.
To put this in perspective, I was saying to you, like, in less than 5 years, I'll be married in 40. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's so hot.
I mean, it's not.
Thanks, buddy.
So hot.
It's not because, like you said, you are like a Martha Stewart in the...
Yeah.
Not the, sheets.
Yeah, not in
well,
the
sheets. Well, maybe she... We don't know what she's...
I think you know what I'm up to.
No, I'm saying Martha, we don't know.
Yeah, Martha and
Martha
Snoop.
Could
Martha could be thrown down.
Martha could very much be like,
Martha's been to prison.
I think Martha's kind of, and I mean this respectfully, a pig.
Yes, dude. You know what I mean? If you're tending to orchids, you're a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, like, it's got to come out of you somewhere.
Yeah, for right. sure.
So maybe you are a Martha Stewart in the shoes, but my point is, like, it's not insane. Like, I get, it makes sense.
100%.
You know?
Yes.
But it's insane in the way that, like, these things... all of these things, you know, like when you're every like major milestone, you're like, what?
This one's crazy.
Yes.
This one's absolutely
especially
crazy.
One like because this is one that like doesn't happen. Like everybody, there's ones that happen to everybody.
Sure.
Almost.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody like turns 30.
Yeah, of course.
But like there's some that are just like the march of time.
Yeah.
But this one is like a decision.
It's a decision.
Yeah.
And it's like,
what if you did it? What if you?
What if I didn't?
What if you were a runaway bride?
I literally was joking with my bitch wife about this. I'm like, it would be so funny to leave you at the altar. I'm not going to, but in front of your family? Hilarious.
You know what we say on my other podcast that could work? We say boyfriend and girlfriend of the pod. You know how people say friend of the pod?
Yes.
Love that.
So I'll say like boyfriend of the pod and Kevin will say girlfriend of the pod.
Yes.
So we could do boyfriend and husband of the pod.
Husband of the pod?
I know.
That's my favorite so far, I think. That's the one that I like that works.
I think that's, and that's also like respectful to them as men.
Yes.
Well.
Which is like unfortunate.
Yeah,
it,
I do have to respect him, unfortunately. Whatever. Any thoughts about this? Questions, concerns? What do you guys think?
Quite literally can't wait.
I think this is the least concern I've been about a decision you've made.
Yeah, I'm like, it feels like I'm like, it's good. You're ready. Yeah, You're ready.
Also, I think I like, how do I say this? And this is not about you, but I mean like to the people listening. I don't like give a shit or I could not be asked to give a shit about the sanctity of marriage.
Me too. Which is
you
why
know
it's
what I mean?
Fun. Yeah.
So it's like fun.
Yeah.
It's like, if you got divorced, it would be terribly sad because you're my friend, but it wouldn't be sad, like, culturally.
No, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, you failed.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I'm not like one of those people that's like, how could you even consider?
It's
like,
now you're divorced in 50. Fine.
Fine.
That's fine.
An honor.
I'll have money.
An honor to be a divorcee.
Yeah.
Nothing cooler than being a divorcee.
Divorcee is so much easier to say than fiance.
Right.
You
I
know?
Should start calling him my divorcee.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, you know what's fun? Call him your first husband.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
A multiple
I love calling my boyfriend my current boyfriend.
Yes. A multiple husband bitch is hilarious.
Yeah.
I was doing crowd work at a show recently and there was this incredibly chic older black woman. And I was like, I'm getting married. Does anyone, I'm like, how many husbands have you had? And then I was like, wait, don't tell me. 3? And she was like, absolutely. I'm like, you have 3 husband energy.
I mean, it's amazing.
You.
Yeah. There are so many bitches out here clamoring to get one.
Right.
And being I'm like, I got 3.
I got 3. Who cares?
And it's like, you know, they don't even, it's like,
I could
it's
get
like it. I can't even remember that one's name.
Right.
I'll get a fourth.
I always feel like the second one is the most forgettable. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
The first one's like a big deal. The third one is the current one. The second one is like, who, what even he, was that?
Yeah. You were like, what was I even doing? Yeah.
He died after a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was already 1 foot out the door. Yeah. Like, who even cares about number two?
I was just vulnerable and Roy was around.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd rather be someone's third wife than second wife.
Oh, second sucks.
You know what I mean? Second I'd be like, marry someone else and then come back to me in 10 years.
Second is also like you went through a big breakup and they're the rebound husband.
Right.
And then you're finally healed and you go back to one that you like at the third.
Right.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. Be the third wife, not the second wife.
Yes. That's our official policy here. I am worried. The one thing I'm worried about, and this is so pathetic to admit, but I am worried about like feeling not cute.
No, but I think that's everyone.
I know.
Because it's so like
photographer.
And like it's your day.
I know.
You're supposed to feel the most beautiful you've ever felt. All of this. Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it in a bad way. There are going to be moments where you are worried about how you look.
Yeah.
Because totally. There are every day.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a day of being a woman.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like, that's not my angle or whatever the thing is. But like, that's fine.
It's unfortunately the arms.
Yeah, it's always the arms.
It's always the arms.
It's always the arms.
I'm looking at the arms all the fucking time.
Sorry, do you think I have tattoos because I like them?
Oh, dude, I should just get a...
Buddy, it's sleeves.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm like, there's going to be a photo of me where the arm is pressed against the body. And it's like the light.
What if I just glue thumbtacks to your sides so that you can't? Every time you go, oh, never mind.
And I'm wearing long gloves for my evening wear dress to cover the arms.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad how much like my arms are regularly in my mind.
But also like you must know nobody else is looking at them.
Right,
no.
I know.
No, and it's also like, you look at a picture of yourself and you're like, why do my arms look like that? And then you show someone and they're like, what are you talking about?
I know,
They're like, there aren't even arms in this picture.
I know. Should I cut my arms off?
You could. Yeah, we could just cut your arms off.
That would be a fashion choice.
Live on the pod. Let's make me an
amputee.
Have we
ever talked about the privilege of having no arms?
No. Okay.
Obviously, I'm kidding. I couldn't be joking more. I mean, it sounds like a nightmare. What, do you have to eat a banana with your toes? That's horrible.
I could go live with no arms.
But I'm just saying, you'd never have to worry about them touching your sides again.
I know.
Buddy, I bought a fucking spaghetti strap dress for your wedding and then went, what am I doing? And bought sleeves.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I bought sleeves to attach.
I know, and I hate that, but it is.
But it's what it is.
Yeah, I just don't want to be worried about it. But yeah, there is the idea of like, being a busted bride.
I texted my tattoo artist and was like, you need to tattoo me before this wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of exciting that it's like the event of the season.
It's prom. Yay.
It is prom.
Yeah. I'm particularly excited because the only like wedding or reception I've ever been to, I've been to a number and it's all like vehemently like heterosexual kind of waspy weddings.
Oh, this is.
And I'm like given a dress code. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I feel like I can just kind of.
Ronnie, you can show up in what you're wearing. I simply don't care. This is a swag based dress code.
Okay.
Dress with the swag that you have. Okay. And I'm just happy to have you there.
I'm excited.
It is. I mean, people have texted me and asked me like, what am I wearing so they know what to wear? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was going to ask you.
I'm like, yeah, don't bother her with this.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do, and this makes me sad. It is sad that both of our dads are dead.
I know.
Yeah.
Every time I think about my wedding, that makes me very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is like, in many ways, chic.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
But it is horribly sad.
Yeah.
And that's just like what it is.
I know.
Like, people will love to try and make that not the case for you.
Right, right.
They'll love to be like, no, but you can honor him or whatever. Yeah. Like, or like, blah, 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 we can do this. And
he's,
it's like,
here in spirit.
And it's like, just fucking let it be sad.
It's sad.
It just is sad. And it's going to be sad. And I think, like, I've thought about this a lot since my dad died.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think I'm more like, I want to have not a traditional wedding, but more comparatively,
sure,
more
yeah.
so.
Definitely.
Like, more of like a ceremony thing. And it's like, I've thought about that a lot. Because,
and the giving away aspect.
Because one of the reasons I wanted to have that at all was so that my dad would be involved. My dad, like, was a stay-at-home dad. We were very close.
Yeah.
So, like, I have thought about this a lot, and I think the understanding I've come to through therapy and thinking is...
The big T's. Therapy and thinking.
Therapy and thinking.
Therapy and thinking is, it's good. There are moments that will be sad, and that's good.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the tapestry of life.
Yeah, it's unavoidable.
And that's also, like, that's what happens when somebody dies, is there are moments that are sad, but also... You will be having fun.
Yeah.
I think like the next day more so you'll be like, that was sad.
Yeah.
But it's like you can also just like absolutely work around it. Like I've talked to my boyfriend about this who like God knows if we'll get married, but like you have to you have to at least think you're gonna if you're gonna date someone.
Yeah, of course. So you're talking to your wife about it.
So I was talking to my wife about it and I was like, yeah, there's gonna be no like, and now you dance with your mom and then we're like, by the way, Lizzie's dad isn't here. Like, right. You just ignore it.
You just ignore it, yeah.
You just absolutely ignore the whole thing. And then at the end you go, that was tough.
Yeah.
But that's what it is, you know?
Yeah. I've been having like, because it's a big event and it is a life marker. And I know he actually really loved like the fact that I, like he really loved Dan in terms of like a man that I could be with. He was really like, oh, finally my fucking idiot daughter got one right. This guy's cool and secure and a grown man. I just have been thinking about my dad's death a lot recently because it's an inevitable conclusion. And I just like have been having these like the moment, like thinking about the Zoom call where he was like, I'm going to kill myself. And it's like, that's just like such a, it's such a like terrible life-altering moment to have get on a Zoom call and have your dad be like, I'm killing myself, and you'll be like, all right,
okay.
It's like, oh. And I have become better at like suppressing that or being like, we don't need to revisit that.
Well, also two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah,
you can be sad that your dad is dead and also have fun.
And also,
do you know what I mean? Like, you don't totally. It doesn't have to be one thing or the other.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, if he was alive, my family is filled with vipers and snakes, right, and they all hate each other. And him being there
would give you anxiety.
Yeah. And my mom and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, and Dan's dad also, they didn't have a fantastic relationship. So we kind of got the tough hangs out.
Yeah.
You need a daddy to fill in. I got you.
Yeah. Ronnie, can you give me away?
Yeah, I'll dance with you.
It also is just what, I mean, like my dad died and then one of my best friends died. And there are things that I'm like, you know, I recorded my Don't Tell set, which was a huge career milestone for me that Kenny recommended me for.
Right.
And he wasn't there for that. I was sad the whole time.
Yeah.
And also I was having fun and I was performing and I was in the moment. And like those could both be true.
Yeah.
It didn't. I was worried that it was going to be more the one thing than the other.
Yeah.
But that was like the closest thing that I have to something to, like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, to you where know, both it was things like, are happening.
It was like, this was, I mean, after I got off stage, the guy who booked me showed me the message that Kenny sent him.
Yeah.
And like, so it was both things, but it was also like, this is, we have hard evidence that this is what he wanted.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Like, and he wouldn't, I mean, imagine if he like, there's no way that he would have wanted me to not enjoy that.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
So like, you can just, from my experience of doing that, and it's not the same thing, but it's the closest thing we have, I can say that, like, your brain is able to split both of those things.
Yeah.
And be like, this is cool, that sucks, this is cool, you know?
And in many ways, he's there because, you know, my mom's paying for it, but where do you think my mom got all her fucking money?
And right. Yeah. And isn't that right?
Yeah. So in many ways, he's there spiritually through money, which is, you know, how he expressed love. So. Yeah. You know, shout out to Gord. Thanks for the dress
and the boobs
and the boobs and
anyway
and I think that's it.
Yeah, we're also quite literally running out of space.
All right,
yeah.
Guys,
gotta go.
Welcome back, Ronnie.
Thank you very much.
Where can they?
It's an honor to have you here.
I'm so happy you're here, and I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, agree.
And you're going to be a fantastic poet, and I'm so excited to meet your future Gold Star lesbian fall wife.
Yeah.
Where can people find you, follow you?
You can follow my Instagram at
Ronnie's Bad.
I'm posting some stuff. I'm editing my first film online right now. So and someone else's. let me not.
Yeah.
I directed it though. But anyways, that'll be out soon.
Follow Ronnie. She's a writer, she's an artist, she's a poet. Get in now.
And you're a lesbian. And you're in her DMs.
Yes. But not if you're bisexual.
No,
to be
you
clear.
Can.
No, you can.
All right, fine. And, you know, as long as you are not dating a man.
Yeah.
Follow me at AndreaComedy69 on all platforms. And as always, follow us on YouTube, Respectfully Podcast. Comment, Kiki. We love seeing you there. Lizzie.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls.
And come to my show every Wednesday and Saturday in Brooklyn called Community.
Goodbye.